You're listening to the news and music program on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and I welcome Thierry in this news. This morning, Kansas University of Technology organized a gathering in celebration of the 40th Vietnamese Teachers Day and the 10th Building and Growing Celebration. Delegates recalled the nice traditions of the Vietnamese Teachers Day and the process of founding and growing of the university. During 10 years of founding and developing, in this current year, Kansas University of Technology opens 22 tertiary disciplines and one master discipline for nearly 5,000 students. Within the framework of the ceremony, the staff of the university glorified teachers for their contributions to the educational cause. On this occasion, excellent teachers of the university were presented merit certificates by the City and Vietnam Labor Confederation. Today, Trần Quốc Toản Primary School solemnly held the gathering to celebrate the 40th Vietnamese Teachers' Day. At the gathering, delegates recalled the traditions, history of the Vietnamese Teachers' Day, revealed the achievements and contributions of the school staff to building and developing the nation. Also at the gathering, delegates heard the congratulatory letter from the Party Committee People's Council People's Committee of Kansas City, extended warm regards and best wishes to all teachers, public and civil servants of the Education and Training Center of the city. On this occasion, Permanent Member Secretary of Ninh Kiều Urban District Party Committee Nguyễn Tiền Phong presented 20 scholarships to needy students of Trần Quốc Toản Primary School. Each scholarship is valued at 500,000 Vietnam Đồng. Many teams and individuals of Trần Quốc Toản Primary School were offered merit certificates, emulation titles in 2021-2022 school year. Yesterday evening, Phạm Ngọc Thạch College in Kansas City held the gathering in celebration of the 40th Vietnamese Teachers' Day. At the gathering, the school also proclaimed the decision and presented the merit certificates from Kansas City People's Committee to individuals who had good achievements in teaching. Phan Văn Trị High School in Phong Điền District has also organized the gathering to celebrate the 40th Vietnamese Teachers' Day. In the meantime, leaders of Phong Điền Public Street came to attend the gathering to celebrate the 40th Vietnamese Teachers' Day at Giai Xuân High School, Phong Điền Public Street. On to other news. The project of building a traffic road in a park along Khai Luong Canal, lasting from Ninh Kiều Walking Bridge to the Walking Bridge near Hoa Sứ Restaurant in Cái Khế Wold, Ninh Kiều Urban District, Kansas City, has been constructed since 2020. However, due to flood clearance obstacles, it was suspended and has just been resumed. A traffic road alone has a length of 325 meters that will be used for parking. The total cost of the project is 24 billion Vietnam Đồng. The construction unit has so far completed nearly 75% of the work and is striving to complete the project by December to timely serve activities during the New Year holidays, especially the Lantern Festival of Ninh Kiều Upper District. In preparation for the traditional Tet Holidays 2023, the Urban Work Management Chamber of Ninh Kiều Urban District has just begun carrying out upgrading Hoàng Văn Thụ Park. Located on Hoàng Văn Thụ Street, Hoàng Văn Thụ Park, the section running from Nhị Kiều Bridge to Sovietnghệ Bridge, has degraded for many years and left bad impacts on the urban beauty and daily life of travelers living around the park. The project has four stations, including the building of the material base of the park, planting green trees, assembling lights, and building a wharf for tourism boats. The total cost of the project is nearly 7 billion Vietnam Đồng earmarked from the budget. The project will be finished in December this year. And that's for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.